Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo, ihr Speedlearner da draußen. Herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Beim letzten Mal haben wir über die Woche gesprochen, was in der Woche passiert ist. Und heute sprechen wir über das Jahr, also über die verschiedenen Monate und was uns in diesen Monaten so alles Wunderschönes widerfahren ist. Also, mach dich bereit und wie gesagt, ich werde die Übung erst wieder vorführen und anschließend kannst du dir diese Übung nochmal für dich anhören, in deinem Tempo, dann auch mit Zeit zum Stoppen und was du alles brauchst. Also, fangen wir an.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. Because last year I experienced a lot of great things.
Oh.
That's what I want to tell you about now. Speak after me.
Okay.
In January, my girlfriend got married.
In January, my girlfriend got married.
In February, my nephew was born.
In February, my nephew was born.
In March, we won the lottery.
In March, we won the lottery.
In April, my mother found a new job.
In April, my mother found a new job.
In May, I bought a new car.
In May, I bought a new car.
In June, I fell in love.
In June, I fell in love.
In July, I did fly to the moon.
In July, I did fly to the moon.
In August, we went on holiday to the North Pole.
In August, we went on holiday to the North Pole.
In September, we moved into our new house.
In September, we moved into our new house.
In October, my grandpa turned 100.
In October, my grandpa turned 100.
In November, I won the gold medal in karate.
In November, I won a gold medal in karate.
In December, our penguins had cubs.
In December, our penguin had cubs.
Last year was really great.
Last year was really great.
Now I ask you, what did you do last year? Answer me with a funny statement.
Okay.
You can look up missing vocabulary on the internet again. What did you do last January?
Last January, I went on a cruise to the South Pole to open a penguin restaurant.
What did you do last February?
Last February, I went to the North Pole to meet Santa Claus and his wife and his children.
What did you do last March?
Last March, I flew to Mars together with Elon Musk to cultivate the first plants there for civilization.
What did you do last April?
Last April, I stayed in bed the whole month and had a lot of fun together with my flu.
What did you do last May?
Last May, I went to Ghana to collect plastic waste from the beaches, and it was great fun.
What did you do last June?
Last June, I visited Atlantis, and I didn't expect it to be that wet there, but I was equipped well.
What did you do last July?
Last July, I climbed on a tree, and then I climbed down, and then I climbed up the tree again and down, and this is what I did the whole month.
What did you do last August?
Last August, I cooked the biggest pot of spaghetti you've ever seen, and it has been registered in the Guinness Book of World Records, finally.
What did you do last September?
Last September, I did the Camino de Santiago backwards. So I walk backwards all the time.
What did you do last October?
Last October, I composed a new song for Milli Vanilli to enable them to pretend they can sing.
What did you do last November?
Last November, I actually stood on one leg for the whole month. And in December, I took the other one.
What did you do last December?
Well, as I already mentioned, in December, I stood on the other leg for the whole month, and it was great fun being like a flamingo, and yes, that was my year.
Obviously, your last year was great too.
It was.
Now give yourself a break again and talk about experiences and events that happened to you in your everyday life.
Okay.
Either about things that really happened or you make up fascinating stories.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is to have fun, because fun is the most important thing in learning. See you soon.
Ja, das ist tatsächlich wahr. Also mit Spaß macht das Lernen natürlich noch mal viel mehr Sinn und es fällt natürlich auch deutlich leichter. Also überlege dir jetzt einmal, was bei dir so im letzten Jahr los war. Diese Aufnahme nehme ich am 18. Dezember auf. Das heißt, das Jahr ist schon fast rum und du kannst dir wirklich mal überlegen, was ist denn so im Januar, Februar, März, April passiert. Und entweder du erzählst über die Dinge, die tatsächlich passiert sind, oder du überlegst dir irgendwelche abgefahrenen, lustigen Geschichten. Das ist übrigens auch eine nette Übung, die du mit anderen Sprachlernern machen kannst. Vielleicht hast du ja schon ein Sprachtandem, mit dem du Englisch lernst, und dann könnt ihr euch gegenseitig wirklich drollige, fantastische und extrem lustige Geschichten erzählen, was so im Laufe des letzten Monats passiert ist. Also, erstmal das, was wirklich passiert ist, und dann irgendwelche abgefahrenen, ausgedachten Geschichten oder vielleicht auch Dinge, die du im nächsten Jahr vorhast, schon mal als vergangen zu beschreiben. So als würdest du dich mit jemandem im Dezember des nächsten Jahres über das Jahr, das jetzt gerade kommt, unterhalten. Viel Spaß dabei.
Hello. How are you? Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. Because last year I experienced a lot of great things. That's what I want to tell you about now. Speak after me. In January, my girlfriend got married. In February, my nephew was born. In March, we won the lottery. In April, my mother found a new job. In May, I bought a new car. In June, I fell in love. In July, I did fly to the moon. In August, we went on holiday to the North Pole. In September, we moved into our new house. In October, my grandpa turned 100. In November, I won the gold medal in karate. In December, our penguins had cubs. Last year was really great. Now I ask you, what did you do last year? Answer me with a funny statement. You can look up missing vocabulary on the internet again. What did you do last January? What did you do last February? What did you do last March? What did you do last April? What did you do last May? What did you do last June? What did you do last July? What did you do last August? What did you do last September? What did you do last October? What did you do last November? What did you do last December? Obviously your last year was great too. Now give yourself a break again and talk about experiences and events that happened to you in your everyday life. Either about things that really happened or you make up fascinating stories. The main thing is to have fun, because fun is the most important thing in learning. See you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.